Welcome to the Financial Finish Line with Greg Lavelle, founder of RetirementAdvisors.net. With over 25 years of helping clients with pre- and post-retirement income planning, Greg is committed to always putting your needs first to help ensure you have a stable, reliable retirement. His comprehensive system for wealth accumulation and tax planning allows him to uncover the right strategies for you while at the same time preserving and protecting your wealth. Greg leverages his expertise in retirement income planning, including Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care, so he can assist you in mapping out the retirement income strategy that's right for you. And now, here's your host of the Financial Finish Line, Greg Lavelle.
Hello again, and thank you for joining us for the Financial Finish Line, a show built with your retirement dreams in mind. We have a great show for you today, packed full of thoughtful information that I believe will help you start the process of thinking about your own retirement goals. Whether you're heading into retirement or already in retirement, we do our best to give good information to help you make informed financial decisions. But before we get started, let me introduce my co-host, Tracy Davis. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us today on the Financial Finish Line.
Thank you, Greg, for having me here today. And a big thank you to all of our listeners who've joined us today. We'll be giving you ways to connect with Greg throughout the show. First, we want to encourage you to visit retirementadvisors.net. That's retirementadvisors.net. Or if you'd like, you can give Greg a call anytime today. You can reach him at 888-637-3847.
Yes, and I'd love to connect with you and do my best to answer your questions and address your concerns when it comes to retirement income planning. We have a lot of ground to cover today. We need to look into a topic that's certainly not a fun topic, but unfortunately, it's a reality for hundreds of thousands of people. It's the topic of managing retirement assets when there's a divorce to contend with. We'll do our best to work our way through that.
On the lighter side, we have some results from a survey that I think will surprise you. It's all about the best states to retire in.
And of course, we'll be giving you solid information to help you get started preparing for your own retirement income journey.
Here at RetirementAdvisors.net, we put together a show with your retirement goals in mind. It's really the focus of what we do.
That's right, Tracy. I recently came across a piece that the U.S. Department of Labor published. It's titled Top 10 Ways to Prepare for Retirement. And I love to use it as the basis of our conversation right out of the gate because it has a lot of great information, solid practical advice for everyone that is heading into that life-changing time called retirement. Retirement income planning starts with thinking about your retirement goals and how long you have to meet them. Then you need to look at the types of retirement accounts that can help you raise the money to fund your future. Financial security in retirement doesn't just happen. It takes planning and commitment, and yes, money.
You're so right. I know we get so caught up in the here and the now that sometimes we forget about the day that we're going to stop drawing that paycheck. But it needs to be a priority for all of us. Where do we start? What's the first of those 10 steps?
First, start saving. Keep saving and stick to your goals. If you're already saving, whether for retirement or another goal, keep going. If you're not saving, it's time to get started. Start small if you have to, and try to increase the amount you save each month. The sooner you start saving, the more time your money has to grow. Devise a plan, stick to it, and set goals. Number two, know your retirement needs. If you listen to this show regularly, you realize that we beat this drum a lot. Knowing what your needs in retirement will be by having a hard budget is a key component to a successful retirement journey. Retirement can be expensive. Some experts estimate that you will need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your standard of living when you stop working. From what I've seen, most retirees prefer to maintain 100% of their pre-retirement income throughout their retirement years, especially if the mortgage hasn't been paid off, or if unforeseen medical expenses occur. Retirees also sometimes spend their first year splurging on travel or other bucket list goals. Having realistic expectations about post-retirement spending habits will help you define the required size of a retirement income plan. As, by definition, retirees are no longer at work for 8 or more hours a day. They have more time to travel, go sightseeing, shop, and engage in other expensive activities. Accurate retirement spending goals help in the planning process, as more spending in the future requires additional savings today. So, take charge of your financial future. The key to a secure retirement is to plan ahead.
That's all good stuff. So far, we've covered setting savings goals and making that hard budget. Where do we go from there?
Contribute to your employer's retirement savings plan. If your employer offers a retirement savings plan, such as a 401k, sign up and contribute all you can, especially if your employer offers a plan to match funds that you contribute. If you do not take advantage of that offer to match your contributions, you're essentially missing out on free money. Don't do that. Over time, compound interest and tax deferrals make a big difference in the amount you accumulate. The fourth item to consider when preparing for retirement is to learn about your employer's pension plan. If your employer has a traditional pension plan, check to see if you are covered by the plan and understand how it works. Ask for an individual benefit statement to see what your benefit is worth. Before you change jobs, find out what will happen to your pension benefit. Learn what benefits you may have from a previous employer or if you'll be entitled to benefits from your spouse's plan. Next is, consider basic investment principles. How you save can be as important as how much you save. Inflation and the type of investments you make play important roles in how much you'll have saved at retirement. Know how your savings or pension plan is invested. Learn about your plan's investment options and ask questions. Your investment mix may change over time depending on a number of factors such as your age, goals, and financial circumstances. Financial security and knowledge go hand in hand, and I would highly recommend that you do not take the do-it-yourself approach to investing or consult with the McDonald's Breakfast Club. A qualified financial professional who is trained in these matters can help guide you in the direction that you need to pursue to reach your retirement income goals. There's too much at stake to make significant mistakes.
Yeah, the DIY approach may be a good fit for home projects and haircuts, but not a good fit for retirement income planning. We highly recommend that you find a trusted financial professional to help you with your planning needs. What's next on the list?
Don't touch your retirement savings. If you withdraw your retirement savings prior to retirement, you'll lose principal and interest, and you may lose tax benefits or have to pay withdrawal penalties. If you change jobs, leave your savings invested in your current retirement plan or roll them over to an IRA or your new employer's plan. Next is understand your time horizon. Your current age and expected retirement age create the initial groundwork of an effective retirement strategy. The longer the time from today to retirement, the higher the level of risk that your portfolio can withstand. If you're young and have 30 plus years until retirement, you may want to have the majority of your assets in riskier investments, such as stock funds that may yield strong growth over the long term. Additionally, you need returns that outpace inflation so you can maintain your purchasing power during retirement. In general, the older you are, the more your portfolio should be focused on income and the preservation of capital. This means a higher allocation in less risky securities that may be less volatile and may provide income that you can use to live on. Okay, we're up to number 8, and that's to put money into an individual retirement account. This is a great alternative if your employer does not offer any retirement savings plan. The maximum allowable contribution to a Roth or traditional IRA in 2022 is just $6,000 for those below the age of 50. If you're age 50 or older, you can make an additional IRA catch-up contribution of $1,000 for a grand total of $7,000 in 2022. This amount has been the same since 2019. IRAs also provide tax advantages. When you open an IRA, you have two options, a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. The tax treatment of your contributions and withdrawals will depend on which option you select. Also, the after-tax value of your withdrawal will depend on inflation and the type of IRA you choose. Your 2022 traditional IRA contributions may be tax deductible, and you have until the federal tax filing deadline to make your IRA contribution for the previous year. Consult with a tax professional for more specific details. Next, find out about your Social Security benefits. On average, Social Security retirement benefits replace 40% of pre-retirement income for retirement beneficiaries. While it's nice to receive your Social Security benefits in retirement, many people will experience a gap between the income they need to live on and the amount that Social Security benefits provide. This is why I believe that it's so important to develop income streams in retirement other than just Social Security. But knowing what you should expect from your monthly Social Security benefits and what your budget projection is can give you that starting point for addressing your potential income gap in retirement. Again, a qualified financial professional will be able to walk you through the process of determining if you'll have an income gap in retirement.
Comprehensive, that's the word I'd use for this list. That's a lot of details to consider when preparing for income in retirement. I believe that takes us to the last item.
That's correct. The last thing you should do to prepare for your retirement journey is ask questions. There are no stupid questions when it comes to your retirement. It's a big deal, right? I believe that the better informed you are, the better chance you have to make the best decisions for you in retirement. While these tips are meant to point you in the right direction, you'll likely need more information. Get practical advice and act now. An addendum to this list, I would say, is to stay on top of estate planning. Estate planning is another key step in a well-rounded retirement income plan, and each aspect requires the expertise of different professionals, such as lawyers and accountants, in that specific field. Life insurance is also an important part of an estate plan and the retirement planning process. Having both a proper estate plan and life insurance coverage ensures that your assets are distributed in a manner of your choosing and that your loved ones may not experience financial hardship following your death. Tax planning is another crucial part of the estate planning process.
If you have questions or concerns or just need a second opinion about your plans for retirement income, call Greg at 888-637-3847.
I have an informational guide that I can send to you. It's our 2022 Retirement Income Planning Checklist, and I want to get it to you free of charge. Reach out to me today through the website retirementadvisors.net. Go to the contact page, send me a message, and I'll get it out to you right away. You can also reach me by phone at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. That's the free 2022 Retirement Income Planning Checklist, free of charge with no obligation. RetirementAdvisors.net.
Greg, I heard something the other day called gray divorce. It's when people that are over the age of 50 get divorced. Obviously, later in life and the timing can cause issues with retirement.
Divorce can be a trying time emotionally as well as financially. Short-term expenses such as legal fees can easily add up, and the stress of selling assets, figuring out where to live, and no longer having someone to split bills with can really take a toll. You may even have a new long-term cost to fit into your budget if you're responsible for paying child support or alimony. These factors can all have an impact on retirement savings, especially if you've taken early withdrawals to cover some of these costs or cut off your contributions entirely. Unfortunately, we see clients who find themselves in this situation. It's tricky because many of these couples may have been married 25 or more years, and they may already be in retirement or are within 10 years of retiring. And that poses some challenges, especially for the spouse who's the lower wage earner, stayed home to raise the kids, or may have been caring for an aging parent.
I can imagine that Social Security is impacted. Retirement funds have to be divided up, alimony might be paid, and then there's the issue of health insurance.
Yes, all of these things can become issues. With Social Security, if you have been married for more than 10 years, you can be eligible for as much as half of your former spouse's primary Social Security benefit. There are stipulations, and you can't be remarried. Social Security benefits can be complicated all on their own, let alone in a divorce situation. Here's something that may be good to know. If you do withdraw on your former spouse's Social Security, it doesn't affect their benefit or anyone that they marry. So, if you're concerned that claiming spousal benefits from an ex-spouse will adversely affect them, you don't need to worry about it. If you are entitled to your own benefits as well, then you are usually allowed to receive the larger of either your benefit or your share of your ex-spouse's payments.
So what about retirement funds or pensions and IRAs? How do these fit into the picture?
The first step in protecting your retirement assets is to know the rules that govern your retirement plans. Most plans and accounts have specific procedures that must be followed when dividing retirement assets in a divorce. Failure to follow these rules may lead to forfeiture of some or all of those assets, even if they were accorded to you in the divorce decree. If you're going through a divorce, try to get the statements. If your spouse or ex-spouse won't cooperate, you might have to get an attorney or mediator involved. Dividing up retirement accounts is usually part of a divorce settlement. Assets in those accounts can be a big deal for both parties involved. Unfortunately, a couple can be set up well for retirement, but as two singles, not so much. One person may have to work longer. The other person may need to get a new job. One person may need to pay the other one some alimony. So, even a well-planned out retirement income plan can take a hit.
Oh, that doesn't sound real good. What do you mean by lifestyle adjustments?
A significant part of many people's retirement is their personal home as an asset. Unfortunately, in the case of a divorce, that family home may need to be sold so that two smaller homes are purchased. You may even end up renting. You might need to forego vacations or expensive hobbies to play catch-up on retirement. One or both people may need to stay in the workforce longer or re-enter the workforce.
What about alimony and health insurance?
These are two other hot-button issues. The higher wage earner needs to be prepared to pay alimony, especially if the marriage was for many years. This can be a bitter pill to swallow for some people. Health insurance has become such an expensive line item in people's budgets as costs have skyrocketed.
Divorce is never a pleasant subject, but for those that are having to go through it or even contemplating seeking a divorce, what are some of the things they should do to protect themselves?
If you're getting divorced or seriously considering it, now is the time to get your ducks in a row about how your retirement assets will be divided. First, you should do your homework. Those who understand the general rules of how plans are divided are better prepared to assess their situation. Non-participant spouses have the right to obtain complete information about all retirement plan balances or account balances that the other spouse owns. Next, stay on top of paperwork. Send all court orders and divorce agreement documents to plan and account custodians immediately. If you delay too long in doing this, then you may forfeit what is due to you because your paperwork is outdated and invalid. Finally, don't overlook survivorship. If your ex gets a pension that you are dividing, make sure that you are listed as the survivor or beneficiary on the plan so you can continue to collect benefits if they die.
Greg, divorce may leave some people with such depleted savings that even budget cuts, extra income, and increased contributions aren't enough to keep retirement on track. If you've done the math and your current savings rates won't allow you to live comfortably in retirement, could that mean having to push back your retirement date?
It may, and that's a huge decision. So it's wise to partner with a financial professional to guide you. They can review your new financial situation and help you get a grasp on what you need in order to retire. Or if retirement does need to be put off temporarily to make up for a shortfall.
Obviously, at any age, divorce is never a happy time. But like we said before, a divorce close or in retirement has some unique challenges to work through.
Well, it does sound kind of bleak, but people can get through the logistics of this trying period. They can put their lives back together. Your retirement accounts may recover. However, as long as you take the time to reassess where you currently stand and where you need to be in order to retire according to your plans. It takes a lot of work, but there's always hope for the future for both people. If you have questions about your income in retirement, regardless of your situation, I encourage you to get started with your free retirement readiness assessment. You can set your appointment with me right on my website, retirementadvisors.net, or just give me a call at 888-63-RETIRE or 888-637-3847. The free retirement readiness assessment is a great tool to see where you're at today and help you start planning for the future. I firmly believe that planning today can put you in a better position tomorrow. So give me a call, 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. Or send me a message through my website, retirementadvisors.net.
Here at the Financial Finish Line, we talk about all the things related to your retirement journey. Mostly it's about financial matters, and rightly so. Your retirement journey is a big milestone in your life, and there's a lot of change that goes along with it.
On our last show, we talked at length about the things to consider when choosing to relocate during your retirement, and we came across an interesting article entitled "The Best States to Retire, Based on What People Really Want." Everyone's first thought is that climate is the largest determining factor when it comes to looking for a place to live in the United States, but the findings of this survey may surprise you. The survey was conducted by a publication called The Motley Fool, a website that discusses a wide range of financial topics. Listen to this. Nearly 400,000 Americans moved explicitly because of retirement in 2019 alone. And millions of Americans over age 55 moved across state lines to warmer climates in Florida, Arizona, Texas, California, and other states typically thought of as retirement destinations. Of course, deciding where to retire is more complicated than picking a state that has reasonable summers, mild winters, and plenty of sunshine. Even with a solid retirement fund, the cost of housing, healthcare, and other factors are still important. To determine the best places to retire, the Motley Fool surveyed 1,500 Americans age 55 and over about what they think the most important factors are when choosing where to retire. And then they ranked all 50 states for retirement based on their responses. Tracy, what do you think the most important factors were to this group of pre-retirees?
Well, I'd like to think that weather and climate rank pretty high on the list. People generally want to go to someplace that's comfortable.
You'd think that was at the top of the list, but surprisingly, it was more toward the middle of important factors when selecting a retirement state destination. Actually, quality of life was the top factor, followed by housing costs, healthcare quality, and crime rate. Taxes came in seventh, which I find surprising that it wasn't higher. Quality of life for most Americans age 55 and over is defined by retail and dining, outdoor activities, and cultural activities like museums and theaters. From there, the researchers ranked all 50 states with this criteria, and I think the results will surprise you. Want to venture any guesses?
Well, I'm sure the retirement capital of Florida has to be pretty high on that list. Arizona's always a big one, too.
You'd think so, but no. Those are in the middle to the bottom of the pack. The top five will surprise you. Here they are from 5 to 1. West Virginia, Kentucky, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine at 1.
Really?
I know. I found it surprising too, but they claim that this is based on what people really want in a place to relocate to in retirement. Care to take a guess who they ranked dead last?
Oh, I don't know at this point. I'm at a loss. Alaska?
Not a bad guess. Alaska was near the bottom overall and was last in the climate ranking. Actually, it was California. It ranked near the bottom in housing costs, taxes, and overall quality of life.
Well, we know that whether you choose to stay put or venture to a new place, planning for income in retirement can be difficult for many people. And choosing where to retire isn't an easy task either. But with some preparation, research, and a little planning, there's a good chance that you'll find a location that fits your priorities.
Well, we've said it before on the show because it really is true. Everyone's needs are unique to them, and no two retirement journeys ever look the same. Whatever your goals are for retirement, whether it's to stay in the community you're in now, relocate, or even travel around the world, at retirementadvisors.net, we're dedicated to helping you do what you can to reach for that goal. Helping people plan for income in retirement is what we do, and I'd love to talk to you about your goals and dreams for retirement. Give me a call today and schedule a time for your free retirement readiness assessment, 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. You can also connect with me through my website, retirementadvisors.net. That's going to wrap up our show for today. Thank you again for joining us for the Financial Finish Line.
Securities offered through Client One Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Retirement Advisors and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Licensed insurance professional. Respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Licensed to sell insurance in the following states: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maine. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a period of declining values. Any reference to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.